Save big money at Menards. Get your grass growing thick and green with Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed Mix. Its 3-in-1 solution of grass seed, fertilizer, and soil improver is formulated to help your thinning lawn grow green and covers up to 1,200 square feet. Hurry into the Menards Garden Center to save big on Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What am I going to do today to change what I see in this mirror? How you address it is you face it. You face it every day. You face it every single day of your life. The things that, how people look, how people act, how smart someone is, this is a race that you run completely alone. And you're all by yourself.
Growth only comes through pain.
That which you do not hate, you will eventually tolerate. And I think that identifies most people's lives. In other words, they average becomes sort of like this slow asphyxiation. It's almost like an anesthetic. And that over time, we become kind of immune and dulled to the average that we're becoming.
Your life doesn't have meaning without aspiration or an aim. Okay, so you need a hierarchy of values. There's got to be something at the top. It's got to be something important. If you don't have that, your life doesn't have any meaning. So if you criticize the hierarchy, or even the idea of hierarchy, you destroy the idea of aspiration, and then people have nothing.
This is, I believe, the single biggest factor for most people that robs them of success. That you use what other people might say or think or be disappointed by as an excuse to not fully be yourself, to not fully go after what you want.
You're going to get out of your life what you'll accept. That's really difficult for people, I think, to understand is, look, what you think you're worth and what you're going to tolerate is absolutely what you're going to bring into your life and what the outward part of your life is going to look like. No, there's two motivators, right? There's the gaining of pleasure, right? Wanting to go get something, chasing the dream. But then there's the avoidance of pain.
We surround ourselves around people that make us feel great. They tell us what we want to hear. The second we put ourselves amongst the uncommon people, we don't like that feeling. We like that person who says, hey, you know what, man, I don't feel good today, man. And they say, oh, it's okay, brother. We don't want that in our lives. We don't want that person who's constantly challenging our weaknesses. We want that person who's constantly, you know, making us feel nice and good and secure in ourselves. That's the mediocrity of life. We want to be the best amongst the average people.
If you don't develop your capabilities and realize your potential, you may be successful externally, but you will be deeply unhappy because you're not fulfilling your gifts, your nature. And so that's the way that's done is bottom up. Each person discovering their gift, turning it into valued skills and then using it to succeed by contributing.
But one's career is infinite. There's no end. It's like our lives are finite, but life is infinite. People come and people go, but life continues. They spend their whole life working for one goal. Though most will never get it, the few that do don't know what to do next because their goals were finite. And so there are finite components to your career, but your career should be infinite. So yes, of course you have to win the finite game. You have to get the part, but immediately when you get the part, now you convert to infinite.
So the monkey mind is jumping from branch to branch. It doesn't want to focus on the root of the issue. It wants to find the next banana. It wants to find the next excuse. It wants to find the next instant gratification, right? That's the monkey mind. And so the monkey mind is never going to help you focus on your strengths. The reason why we struggle to find our passion is because the world has constantly pushed us away from our strength. We've constantly told to focus on your weaknesses. And so we've all been programmed to say, oh, your strengths, they're fine, they're good the way they are, but why are you not performing at this? And so the one way to know your strengths is to ask yourself, what do you do that you feel the most confidence doing?
When you get tired, when you get fatigued, when you get down, when you're in a slump, it's your habits, rituals, routines, and your standards that carry you through. And if you don't have good habits, you don't have good rituals, you don't have good routines, always in your life you will fall down in bad times, in slumps, in fatigue, and in stress.
So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. I see a whole bunch of people walking around out here who have no idea how talented they truly are.
He wrote, "Deep is the hunger, the voice of the genuine, the centering moment." One of the things that I can just tell you as you think about your goals and dreams, all of us can say in a spirit of integrity that it's possible. That if anybody at any point in time lived their dream, then it's possible that I can live mine.
All I want you to ever do is try. That's it. I just want you to try. In those moments where you hear yourself, I want you to try. In those moments where you know that it's time to speak up, I want you to try. That's all that I ever ask of you, because if you simply do that, and I say simply as if it's so easy, right? You will literally unlock the potential of your life.
You have to ask, am I able to turn this fantasy of mine into a fact? Can I actually realize it? Can I turn my dreams into reality? Now, you're either going to say, yes, I'm able to, or no, I'm not. If you realize you are able, if you have an understanding of this potential, this power within you, then you have to ask yourself, are you willing? And there's a long series of tests there. You don't even know what you're going to come up against. One thing is for certain, you'll come up against ridicule. You have to be willing to do whatever is required if you really want to turn your fantasy into a fact. The second you say, yes, I'm willing, at that instant, you've created your theory.